I do roll call.
Yes, I'll call the meeting to order.
Director Griffin?
Here.
Director Hickey?
Here.
Director Kane?
Here.
Director Sheffrin?
Here.
Thank you.
Well, public comment on agenda items. I'm talking to the ear, right? But if anybody comes in and you have a comment, you're too late. Okay, could I have approval for the consent calendar? Or are there any items to be removed from the consent calendar?
Move approval.
Can I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Very good. Lee, CEO report.
Thank you very much. I'm gonna let Pamela, you'll introduce John.
I will.
Thank you. A couple of things I did wanna point out in the package, under the financial report, we have added a budget by quarter major categories. So every quarter we'll update that in terms of how we're doing against the quarter. And obviously that final fourth quarter would be the same as the budget at year end. If you want more specifics than these categories, we can do that. But we sort of lump the major income areas and the major expense areas. But if there's any particular expense area that you're interested, we can break that out. So just let me know, and I'm happy to do that. It's really easier for us to do this by quarter than it is by each month, because it varies so much by various things that...
Yeah, because like with the taxes, it's at $44,000, and
so
it could be over
$5
million.
It's just so inconsistent, you know, so...
Okay.
Can I comment
sure,
on that?
Sure, sure.
You know, if this is the format we're going to use, I would prefer to see the same exact listing and just do quarter budget.
Just quarter budget?
Quarter actual. In other words, I would like to see the line item.
Oh, you would, okay, yeah. Okay.
And I don't know that it's
maybe what we can do is also lump, well, I think they're already lumped according to those, so.
For next year, I would hope that we could do a month to month.
Yeah, so for the my plan was for the June budget to do a month to month for next year.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to go back and do it after we started.
Yeah, no,
it,
I'm,
so.
I'm okay, but I
okay.
Just think for next year.
All right, a couple things. Normally under December is when we have our audit report, but we've had to delay it to February because there are some new rules having to do with the reporting of the pension system in our audit, which up to now we've never done that. We've never reported, added the pension information into our audit. There are new laws that require us to do that, which requires unfortunately, it requires more information for the auditors to receive from the pension folks and the process of receiving it. It also adds some cost to us. It won't be significant, but there will be a few thousand dollars added in cost of additional information that they will have to review. I don't have that number yet, but I'm not expecting it to be more than $2,000 at the most for the additional cost.
Will we be reimbursed or not reimbursed for that?
The pension program?
No, the extra cost.
By the pension program itself?
I don't think so.
I don't know that. I'm going to request it, that the pension pay for it. I don't know the ruling on that. We do have an attorney who's in all of our meetings on the pension program. So I guess I'll have to rule on whether that's appropriate or not for the plan to actually pay for it or not. But that's the
if not, I mean, if it's not legally possible, I would request it of Sequoia, because I think the intent of the transfer agreement was for them to bear the costs, not the taxpayer to bear
right.
the cost.
Right.
I mean, we're already bearing the cost on the transfer
fair agreement. Enough.
So I think it's a fair ask.
Okay. Our next meeting is in February, but I'll try to get an answer on that prior to the February meeting. So anyway, even though our policies indicate that the audit is to be presented at the December meeting, we just weren't ready. ACHD, I've been asked to serve on their board of directors. They have 5 positions for CEOs on their board. And I guess they must get down to the me somehow and have asked me to do this. I did check with Art and Katie to see how they felt about this. And they both have given my blessing. And one thing I will point out, though, even though it requires me to go to some meetings, ACHD pays for all the expenses related to me going to those meetings. So.
Will they reimburse the district for your salary?
No. But they will pay for travel expenses and everything else. So.
And how many hours of your time do you think that'll be?
I'm guessing it will be, I'm pretty confident it will be under an hour a month, an hour or so a month.
Not including the travel time you're talking about?
Well, I mean, not including the travel time. When you're talking for example, the board meetings are usually connected to events that I'm going to anyway, like Legislation Day and the conference. So Katie might be able to answer this better than me, but they added a session the night before or the next morning or something. So
That's 12 events a year?
No, 2 events a year.
No, they don't have a meeting. I think the board max meets quarterly. Unnecessarily, and a lot of all the other meetings are all.
I thought I heard Lee mention a monthly something.
Well, I'm trying to think. Maybe it's no. I probably said it an hour a month, but it's probably 12 hours a year. Also, want to highlight under number 9. This is kind of a big deal for our area. The California Dental Association produces a major dental fair twice a year in California, and they've never had one in San Mateo County before. And there is going to be one in 2017 in April, and it will be at the Event Center in San Mateo. They literally get thousands and thousands of people who go there for free dental care on that day. The care is provided by 600 to 700 dentists. There's 100 operating offices that are set up, and it's like a 14-hour day over 2 days. And this is a big deal, and we're going to work with Samaritan House and other places where people are not getting sufficient dental care to try to get them there. I am, as head of the Oral Health Coalition, on the committee that's planning this event, and so it's a big deal that it's going to happen. It's going to mean, and there's absolutely no cost to anyone who comes to this event.
There was something on the news about 2 months ago where they had one, I think, in Santa Clara County.
There's one in Fresno coming up and one down in the L.A. area.
Do they do it at the fairgrounds?
They do it at the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. Number 10, under Mission Hospital.
Lee, can I just comment on that? So that sounds like a fabulous event. I'm just wondering if we shouldn't be looking at funding some initiative to make our district residents aware of this, you know, to actually.
Well, there's a couple of things that could. There's a couple of things that can't happen because now getting to the fairgrounds is not that difficult from anywhere in the county, but transportation could be a concern. Fortunately, we could work with several of our nonprofits that have transportation programs to assist with that. And like, for example, run some shuttle from St. Anthony's or from Samaritan House or some things like that. That's one way to get involved. In terms of the publicity, there'll be so much publicity coming out of that. we won't have to market it too much. In fact, when they open the doors, they use, people have lined up as early as 2 to 3 days ahead of time in line to make sure they get in. It's an overwhelming response. Now, making sure our people know about it, you know, will be important. I also will not commit us to any significant funding of this. If they request any, they'll come before the board, and the board can make a decision. Mission Hospice, I did want to point this out, that you all have an invitation in front of you for an event that they're having on January 31st. It is the, our district is going to be recognized for our support of their hospice house. Anyone who would like to go, they're offering 2 free tickets to anyone who wants to go. So you just have to coordinate that with me. So any staff member or board member that wants to go there, I think tickets are like $125 apiece, but they will be free to the board and our staff. So if you want interested, just let me know. The other thing that I wanted to point out, the last thing, is because the audit wasn't ready, the apple tree presentation was put on hold, and a couple other issues, I'm expecting the February board meeting to have a pretty full agenda. So I just want to give everybody a heads up that there could be a fairly significant fairly long board meeting. I need to talk to Art how he wants to handle that. Once the agenda gets tightened up, whether we'll want to go to dividing that up into one meeting or keeping it one meeting, or whether we're going to want to recommend a special meeting, depending on how many issues are on the agenda. So there could be a January board meeting, it could be a March board meeting, or there could be 2 in February, or we'll just do it all in February. And once we finalize the agenda, I'll talk with Art as to how he wants to approach that. So I just did want to give folks at least a heads up that there are some possibilities here.
And then if the April meeting's going to be really full, you mentioned, we might need to have a special meeting for the grants approval, right?
What day is that February meeting?
What?
It's the first Wednesday.
It's the first Wednesday, yeah. Okay. So, having said that, I'd like to have Pamela talk, then Glenn, and Pamela has an introduction.
We're not finished with the CEO report.
Well, unless you have questions.
I have questions.
Go ahead.
He didn't mention the trip through.
Well, because it's all written there for you, including
the cost of $2,000. Yes, and I wonder, you know, why two of our top people had to go for 3 days. And I have a question as to your how you discussed with Kathy Greco, the CEO, back in May 2015. Were you aware that they had litigation going on down there?
I was not aware.
Did you discuss any of that with them?
No, I did not, and quite honestly, I did not know. I do know that that case has been dropped and dismissed.
Yes.
And it's a non-issue. We weren't going there to talk politics. We were going there to look at programs.
But they have some very interesting things there. Were you familiar with Best and Krieger's opinion down there? They have a memo that is available online that is very relevant to what we're doing here. Because the lawsuit down there, not the one that got dismissed, but the one that relates to expanding their operations so that they can deal with charities outside their district.
That's fine. We don't do that, though, so
and
I'm not worried about that.
We do that.
No, we do not do that. And so, and we also do not have a foundation that uses foundation money for those purposes. So you have my report of what we did.
Yes,
keep in mind there's travel time involved with that. The why two people went is pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. We have a person who's director of grants and program who's in charge of making these programs operational here if this happens. So there are questions and concerns about if we were to do some of these programs, and we may be interested in doing them, exactly how they would work in terms from an operational perspective. That's her job, it's really not mine. And so we had different interests in going down there. I don't think it's $2,000 to investigate potential programs that may benefit our residents is a significant amount of money, so that...
Yes, there's another program that you didn't mention in your report that I think you should report to the board members, and that's the Jasper Ridge.
We talked about Jasper Ridge last time.
No, I received memos from Lee and
What are we talking about? Is this an agenda item, or is this a...
No, this is something that happened. It was uncovered with my help. The Jasper Ridge beneficiaries of that program, the horse program, didn't live in the district. And therefore Jasper Ridge has now, they're not going to seek the final $7,500 because they are not serving district residents. And so this is relevant, and I just, you know, I don't know why.
So is this the Jack Hickey report, or is this the...
Yeah, I'm going along with Jerry. This is...
I just don't see where this is on the agenda. I mean, you could have
made a comment. It's a CEO report, and I'm questioning why it wasn't included in the CEO report.
No, it didn't strike me as being an important issue.
I see.
Okay.
Our grants going outside the district is not an important issue.
Our grants don't go outside the district. Jasper Ridge serves, is a organization in our district. So anyway, anything else? If not, Pamela, it's your turn.
Okay. First, of course, I'm bursting to introduce Jennifer Barrett. Nice name, by the way. It's easy to say and easy to remember since our second Jennifer here was traded up, as I would say. So Jennifer will be working 20 hours a week. She's going to be really taking on a lot of the real administrative parts of the grants and the programs. A lot of the things that are just very time consuming but very important. And then I can really focus more on developing and growing the programs that we have. I didn't want to reveal too much about her, but so she could tell you a little bit about her background, where she's from. But I will say that I interviewed about 15 people. We put a notice on LinkedIn and then word of mouth, and she was by far to me the best fit. And she happens to be someone Karen Lee had introduced me to, Dr. Lee. She also thought this person would be perfect, and it turns out that she is. So, take just
a
minute.
I'll be brief. It's all information that's online. So, really happy to be here and happy to meet all of you. I've had the pleasure of meeting some of you in the hallways here and there. I've been here for about a month, and everybody's been really welcoming, wonderful, warm, friendly place. So, it couldn't have been a nicer, easier month. Just a little bit about myself. I have a bachelor's degree from UC Berkeley and sort of found myself in high tech many years ago. I had stints at Oracle, an internet startup, and then my longest sort of stay was with Yahoo back in the early days. I was one of their first employees many, many years ago. I stepped off kind of a traditional career path to raise my children when they were two. I have twins who are now 16. So I've taken a long time away from the traditional world of work, but have kept myself busy, you know, in the community, in their schools, and doing everything I can to sort of stay active and busy where I can. And this opportunity came to me. I was made aware of it by Karen. It's the perfect sort of way for me to get my feet wet, get back into the world of work, into an area that I'm much more passionate about, much more interested in. So it's a great starting point and a place that I'm really enthusiastic and excited to be involved in. So,
welcome.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you.
Thank you.
It really is. And aside from her just doing some of the administrative, she can really be another ear, another person to really talk about some of these ideas. I have my idea book, aside from Lee, to have another perspective that she's intelligent. Really excited.
Excited to contribute.
The other couple things I'll just highlight is we have also, we're bringing on contract consultant. Actually, it will be two. They're going to share the role of working with each of the schools. Now that we're in our sixth year, we can go back 5 years and start looking at some more outcome and impact So the first part that they'll do is they'll utilize the CDC tool that was meant to go along with the coordinated school health model to assess school districts or individual schools and entire districts on the implementation of the initiative and the kind of where their strengths and weaknesses are in their policies and in their procedures. So there's a form that's already a template that they'll follow, collect that data, and usually they'll work with the wellness coordinators and they'll also work with site councils and such, because it's kind of a lot of information to gather. There's very specific areas that they'll target. And then the other part is that all of the schools are doing this California Healthy Kids survey, where they actually have kids fill out forms based on stress, based on sexual health, based on behaviors, depression scale, all kinds of those kinds of feedback from kids. And then they're going to take, and then we've also been working with the county, myself and some coordinators, to modify that form to make it very specific and relevant to San Mateo County and our schools. So that will be embedded into this. And then this next part of it, then they'll bring all those parts together, kind of give us sort of an initial assessment, and then the next part will really be, well, okay, now we have this information, it's all packaged, what was the impact? So that part will come next year, but this first part will start in January and go through June in collecting that data. And so
is this a program that we have a specific bucket of funds for?
Yeah.
Can you
in the budget, this budget year that was approved, I had put some a budget request. I don't have that budget with me, but for up to $40,000 for this initial assessment. Because if we were to use an outside agency, like a bigger, like Gardner Center or ASR, it would be double that. And so these two women have background in, they're both from Stanford and have been teachers for a long time, so they know the school districts, but they've also researchers and very, very well and highly educated. And I think very, they'll get along with, they've got personalities that we're going to be able to get in, and they're warm and welcoming and cooperative, so I think they'll be a good fit for going into the schools and working with teachers and administration there. So
so they're going to be developing the measures or?
Yeah, so we've got, so what we're doing is we're looking at what are the key questions, what are the key indicators that we want to know. That's going to be based off of what we proposed to do when we started this initiative, some of the big things. And so when we go back, what are those key questions that the healthcare district wants to know of the investment that we've made? And then also this tool that's already developed, I don't have to develop any tools, but we've got this tool, the School Health Index, that was created to just do an assessment of kind of where things are. And we also have background information. We did that study with the Gardner Center, took some baseline. And then we also have some concrete measures like the physical fitness assessment test. So these things are all going to be kind of brought in, and that's their job, is to kind of bring the information that we have together and to see what we've got and how we can take that and nail it down as to where do we actually make an impact.
So they're looking at the data we've collected through the last 5 years.
They're going to look at more, because there's going to be now more data. They're going to look at not only data that we've collected, but they're going to look gather data from the work that we've done. So there's this assessment. It's called I have to show it to you. I should probably bring it in. School Health Index is an assessment each of the schools do to see where they are in each of these eight components.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Because I was trying to figure out how they were going to go back and get data for 5 years if it hasn't been.
We have a lot of it already. We're going to get more over the next 6 months.
Index, right? Yeah. National.
Got it.
Yeah. It's a national tool.
It's on the CDC website.
It's a very vetted tool. Yeah. And so they'll use that, and they'll use the coordinates, and so all the other parts. So it's a lot to gather up.
Oh, I come in.
It's a lot to gather up. And so so excited that work is going to get started. And it's still a process as to all of the questions we want to know. And then the other little thing, we just launched a Healthy Schools mini grants program, up to $1,500 per school. We're really focused on kids starting wellness initiatives in their own in their own schools taking on something. It could be a campaign, but to really foster what we're doing from the kids' side. Everything else has been adult-driven. This is them having an opportunity to say, this is what I want to try. So they'll apply. It's ongoing. And they'll apply online. And then they have to have somebody, obviously a teacher, administrator, oversee them. And then they, so they have to give me a little proposal, and then they give me a little, we have a little agreement with the funds. And we then also have a little form like we would a final report. And so they have a timeline, and they can, everything, they're going to be accountable. I've had requests, only 8 so far, but from $300 to the full $1,500. We're not interested in funding programs that are existing. We want to have programs that are new and something that wouldn't happen if they didn't think about this and come to give this a try.
Pam, can I just go back to the evaluation?
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought occurred to me. So obviously you're going to, some point 6 months from now, wherever it is, or a year from now, you're going to come back and you're going to give us this report, and you're going to say, so
right.
Here it is.
Here it is.
I think I because should. That'll be after the fact, if we say, well, why didn't you look at this? This is what we really wanted to know. We could have a real disconnect. So I wonder if presenting exactly what's going to be reported out, so the board can sort of say, well, this sounds right to me, and then they won't be saying,
why didn't you do?
Right, I absolutely. That was sort of the idea about a retreat that I had brought up, is that we could start to look at these kinds of things. So I would absolutely want to share that. Of course, we would share it. I was intending, I didn't make that clear, but absolutely want to get some feedback.
So I can see a couple options here. One is just to present what's going to be happening in detail to the board through an email or through a packet that could be sent out saying this is over the next few months, this is the scope of work they're going to be doing, this is what they're going to be looking at, and so forth. The other option would be to have a subcommittee of the board get established that would work with this group to help provide some guidance and advisory to them. I guess the first option would probably be the quickest and the easiest to get going, since we're,
what I'd ideally like to do, and I mentioned this to you at some point when we last spoke, is to gather this information and use that as an action. That's going to determine how the district and how the board decides to move forward in our activities with the initiative. Because we want to be informed, really well informed, before we go within the next year or 2 years or 3 years. And that's what I'm hoping, is to have this information to provide to you. And then we can have a couple members of the board that we can really say, this is the information we have, this is the data, this looks like this is a promising approach to continue, or this looks like maybe we should back off and do something different. And that's, I think, something we should all look at. And I would really welcome that. I just want to be able to give you information. But you're right, too, is those questions should be considered.
But at least the scope of work that's going to be done over the next 6 months can be shared very soon.
Yeah, I can get that.
Yeah, so if we look at the evaluation tool and we go, well, what about, some aspect of the mental health counseling or something?
Well, we'd like
we can
to
always say that. We
yeah,
can always
absolutely.
Add that in there.
So the right now the scope of work is pretty general, because they're going to meet with each of the individual wellness coordinators, and that's going to help determine the very specific path that they're going to take in collecting that data. Some school districts, or at least some schools, have already had some of that information, and they've already done this school health index, and others haven't even begun. Others are farther along in the process of implementing the entire initiative, and others have just started. So, and others have more resources at the school sites to help, and others don't. So when they sit down, that will help really determine, too, what kind of hours that's really going to be needing to commit. And so that is what I share with you.
Just to, again, maybe re-express my concern is if all of this data gathering occurs, then that door is sort of closed to us at that point. So if we wanted a different piece of data, then kind of too bad, you should have told us before.
So I
don't want to micromanage it. I just want to understand it. I mean, this has been our major output of dollars. We're talking about $10 or $12 million worth of grants over the last 5 years. Now we're going to evaluate it. It could show great results. Hey, we did a hit a home run. Could be a bomb, theoretically, right? You know, so we all got to sit here with egg on our face on the board and say, we've been approving $12 million that didn't work. So I just feel we should have a really good understanding of what it is you're going to evaluate so that we can say that we think this is going to answer our questions correctly.
Yeah, I mean, that's my bias. Yeah, I understand, and I didn't express enough that I want that, because I wouldn't want to give you and spend all this time either to and not give you information that's valuable or important.
So the information you're wanting, Jerry, I'm assuming Lee, you said could be sent to us via email.
Yeah, and we're still developing what those questions are. So as we do that, we'll be in communication for sure.
I have a question that I'd like to see addressed, and that is the fact that the school districts are now no longer have a budget crisis, which caused us to get involved in their business. And so now they've got lots of money, and we should be looking at whether or not we should pass the key to them. Now you've got this wonderful program in place that the Office of Education maybe can pick it up and take the ball and run with it, because they have money.
Maybe the evaluation that we do will show that there's more of a need to do that. We're seeing a lot more investment from the schools already, but we'll see where.
Well, I think Mr. Hickman's point is correct to a point, but I think my understanding of school funding is that the schools aren't sitting around saying, wow, we got more money than we can use, let's try to figure out something
never
to do with that.
That'll never happen.
We're still the most underfunded school system in the United States.
They're still underfunded, they're just less underfunded. So,
we're right with Mississippi.
We're 40, yeah, we're right there. So we are still the most
Keep in mind, you can also take a snapshot of every school district is funded differently and have different resources.
That's right.
There are different. Not every kid in our district, because there are 8 school districts, the same amount of money per school per kid being spent, the same resources. Redwood City School, for example, is significantly different in funding than other schools. Parent support groups, very different. You know, based on which ones. So we can't say the school districts as a whole. We have to look at each district individually. Some are more equipped than others to help.
Right. As far as the funding from the state, all of the districts in San Mateo County, probably within the next 5 years, will all be basic aid. They'll no longer be any revenue limit districts.
Could be, but they're not now.
Mm-hmm. So getting to something that you had asked about, your input. I have this on your desk. This is the activity highlights. They weren't ready because of the holiday to put into the board packet, but they're here and they're quite lengthy. These are now what I've done is because there's 8 coordinators now, it's a lot of information, and I've asked them to just send me some highlights. I also get another very detailed report, but one of the things that we wanted to try is, would you guys like to see it where it's just kind of a growing report, so you'll have your last time's report, and then they'll list it here, and then it says, so you'll have your, they started in August, so your August and September, so that you can read that. That you've got your October, November, so it'll be over the year. It will just be a report of each school district, but it's going to get long. But then it'll be very comprehensive. Or do you want just a few of the highlights to continue? I don't know how much information, because it goes back and forth with you a lot, and I want to make sure we're all
clear. Could we maybe look at
this
and get back to you?
Yes. Would you do that? Okay.
The format that I always think is helpful, especially with complicated things like this, is to say, here's what we expected them to do, here's what they did, and here's what they didn't do, and here's why. I mean, otherwise, you know, this, to be quite honest, you know, turns out to be so complicated to use acronyms that I, you know, not familiar with, so, you know.
They all, like, collect their information a little different, and I've given them templates, we've tried so many different approaches, and I said, maybe just, how about some highlights? The board really wants some highlights, but I do need to see some more of the details, but in any case, it gets, if you have an idea for a kind of format that you said that would work, I would totally try. I would love to try it. It's really, it's a lot of information we get.
What did Redwood City 2020 used to have reports?
Yeah.
What did they call them? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they were concise, but they were very complete.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time
what was almost like a database that they use?
Problems, you know.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So is there anything in here that says, you know, this isn't working?
There is. They're not there. You'll see where some of them will say that, you know, we're having challenges with this or that. But, you know, that's... So we have done sort of a spreadsheet before. And I've tried to put the little columns in it. And, again, it's still really lengthy. And so... And I just, you know,
well, there's a lot
think
going
about
on.
If you would give that some thought, that would be helpful for all of us. All right.
We might be able to also do a summary on it that we can look at it, the report and say, Belmont schools, they've been focused on this, this, and this over the last few months. We feel, and make a couple comments on that. We might be able to make a staff very short, 3 or 4 sentence for each school district, our initial evaluation of what they've been doing.
And they're just so excited to share what they're doing, and they write little letters to the board and give you all that stuff.
Aww.
They do. It's like a lot. Yeah, so we're just trying to figure out a new way with 8 districts. It's a lot.
I'd like to point out how integrated some of this stuff has become, mm-hmm. How interesting. Got 2 emails, one from Mission Hospice, telling me how the nursing students that we support are intricately involved in their work at Mission Hospice now. How that's connected. We agreed to give money to Samaritan House this year for establish a food pharmacy. Pamela has arranged for one of the schools to do murals for the food pharmacy to depict, the schools are involved in the food pharmacy, so those kids get a connection to what's happening at a place like Samaritan House and the kind of folks that go there and the kind of needs there are. So it's interesting that we've really made an effort to integrate our different programs where they connect to each other and work with each other and evolve. And so some of the things that's happening in the schools that's very interesting is they're involvement in the community and many of the projects that we're connected to. So it's a good learning experience. So can we go to Glenn?
Can go to Glenn unless anyone has any more questions.
Let's go to Glenn.
Glenn just got back from a long trip.
Long trip, I'm on vacation.
Where'd you go?
Hong Kong, Myanmar, and Taipei.
Oh.
For a month, it was spectacular.
I
learned a lot. Details later.
Okay.
At any time. I know you didn't have my report in your packet. You just got handed up today. A couple things I'd like to point out to you is that since we last met, at least another 500 people have received CPR training, which is wonderful. The majority of those were at Menlo Atherton High School, a number of sessions down there. So another 500 people out there with some CPR skills. Secondly, it looks like we're on scheduled to have another screening event like we did at Sequoia High School last March, this January at Sacred Heart High School in Atherton. They're currently inviting other high schools like Menlo School and Woodside Priory and maybe a couple others to come and attend too, but it looks like that date is golden. So there'll be more information coming soon about that, but very excited about that. that's all I have.
Great.
And that's it for now.
Close session.
New business. Are there any director requests for future agenda items? Hearing none, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn to closed session.
So moved.
Have a second?
I'll second.
Okay.
Thanks for coming, John.